You know, if you had a chance to listen to the last show, if you haven't, just scroll down a little bit and take a listen. Diane Diamond was one of the guests. Diane Fanning, author, was the other. Anyway, I was a little reluctant to bring it up, but I brought up the story of former Fox News host Gretchen Carlson being fired from the network in her countersuit against, I shouldn't say countersuit, but she has sued Roger Ailes, basically claiming sexual harassment and because she didn't agree with some of the things that he wanted her to do, she was fired. Anyway, I brought that up with Diane Diamond. Diane talked about how in the early days of Fox News, in fact, just after 9/11, when a lot of the hosts had gone overseas, she was asked to come in and work for them, and she did. She worked for them for, I think, 10 or 11 months. Anyway, some of the allegations that Gretchen Carlson made about short skirts and all that sort of stuff, Diane Diamond echoed to a point. Now, she doesn't know what went on between her and Roger Ailes and hasn't been part of Fox News for a long time, but claimed that while she was there, the aura of having your skirt up high and your heels up high, and she was even asked by a makeup artist if she would go blonde, was around. And what I do with shows that I think are pretty good, because it's kind of a one-man outfit here, I do the show and Class does all the hard work and gets it up onto the internet, is I send it off to different news agencies to see if they're interested in following it up. Good PR for me, good PR for Scared Monkeys. And by goodness, the Huffington Post said, yeah, we'll run this story, or we'll take a look, listen, and do a story about it. And they did, and I thought it was a pretty accurate story. There was a couple of things that I didn't agree with, but you'll never get that perfect story, and there's been some comments on there and some PR coming towards me, and I'm sure Diane. I don't think Diane was overly pleased with me about that, but that's okay. I'm sure she'll get over it. There was no ill harm meant to her. But the big story is Fox News, and a lot of the hosts there now are coming out to defend Roger Ailes, O'Reilly, and Hannity. And well, if Roger Ailes, and this is just a joke on my part, and has any sexual interest in O'Reilly or Hannity, he needs his glasses checked. It's not going to happen with those guys. But is there an old boys club there? Sure, I'm probably. There are some hosts or some former employees, I should say, that have come forward unnamed to Gretchen Carlson's lawyer, and a lot have come forward to defend Roger Ailes. Nevertheless, you got to wonder about the old boys club, the era of the blonde-haired, good-looking newscaster, because if you take a look on any of the networks, you're not going to see too many homely newscasters on there if they're female. That doesn't mean they're not bright. That doesn't mean they're not very articulate and well-educated. It's just, I guess, a sign of the times. What will we do? That face for television, Roger Ailes certainly doesn't have one, and he admits that. But the Gretchen Carlsons of the world out there maybe have a voice now heard because of her courage coming forward. Whether or not the suit goes anywhere or not, I don't know. But employers of TV networks may think twice now about how they vet and how they hire people. And those of you that are out there that are applying should think twice about where you're going. Don't let yourself be manipulated like Gretchen Carlson says she was. So it's interesting. This is a story that will go on for quite some time. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.